Campaign 2012 next up on the Republican calendar, the Deep South with primaries in Alabama and Mississippi. Mitt Romney's campaign and his super PAC are pouring a lot of resources into the two states as they try to reverse what some analysts call an embarrassing trend, Romney's string of losses in the region.
Well, joining us, Craig Gordon, Chief Deputy Managing Editor for Politico. Good to have you back, Craig.
Always good to be here.
So Romney won Florida back on January 31st, but that's been it for him in the South. What's at play here?
Oh, I mean, look, it's really a kind of a question of his reputation as a kind of candidate that could be a good general election candidate in the fall for the Republicans. The South, the southern part of this country, is the heart of the GOP. I mean, the old Dixie states, a lot of those states, that is really the geographic base of the Republican Party. And we have a situation where the guy who wants to lead that party in a battle against Barack Obama can't seem to win there. He did win Florida, of course. I don't know, some people don't totally count that as the South. He did win Virginia last week, but Santorum and Gingrich weren't on the ballot. So he has not been able to put together a victory there, and it's become a little bit awkward for him, and his campaign has to kind of explain it away.
What happens if Rick Santorum does take those two states?
Oh, I think we're going to have a whole new round of, Romney can't close the deal. Is Romney strong enough to take on Obama? I think you'll hear some calls for the Chris Christie, Jeb Bush, Mitch Daniels folks to get in. I think that is going to keep happening until they pick a nominee, actually. And, I mean, the truth of the matter is Mitt Romney probably will win enough delegates to become the nominee. If Mitt Romney is the Republican nominee in the fall, he'll win all these states. The Republican candidate against Barack Obama will win. Alabama and Mississippi, the place having primaries next Tuesday. He'll win all the South Carolina. He'll win Georgia states he's lost in this contest. But again, it's just kind of a nagging problem. And it just if Romney were winning everywhere resoundingly, winning Michigan resoundingly, winning Ohio resoundingly, this would be background chatter. The fact he's weak in states where he should be strong, like Michigan, his home state, and is losing states in the South, it all adds up to just a very bad recipe for Romney.
Craig, good to talk to you again. Thanks so much.
Anytime.
Craig Gordon, Chief Deputy Managing Editor for Politico. For more news, check out tomorrow's edition of Politico.